Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. I want to hear your resolutions for 2016 from the perspective as a pet owner or resolutions for pets. Our telephone number again, 312-981-7200. Or you can text us at that same number, 312-981-7200. And I have some that had been texted to me in social media. I'll get to those in 1 second. I have an announcement to make about animal care and control that I'm very happy about. So historically, in Chicago, animal care and control has, if they've needed an executive director, someone who's in charge, they've again, I'm going back in history, in Chicago history, it's been a political hire. You know, they'll take someone from another department, family services or streets and sanitation even, whatever the department is, and they will put that person who they believe merits a promotion to be the executive director of animal control, even though that person may have had no experience in such a position. Well, today, and of course now for several years, people actually go to school to study this stuff, shelter medicine or shelter management or both, and may have had experience leading a shelter in a significant city, but somewhat smaller city, a municipal facility, maybe in Kansas City or maybe in Mobile, Alabama, wherever, and wants to move up, maybe move up to Chicago. Well, the city of Chicago and our mayor have said, you know what, this should be a professional hire. And they are, in fact, looking for a new executive director, Sandra Alford, who was the executive director, who I think did a lot of good over there, has retired. She has a right to retire, so she retired. And they are looking for someone else, they meaning the city of Chicago. And if you know anyone who's interested, this is not a help wanted ad here, but my blog has a link where you can fill out a job application, actually, chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. What I'm excited about, though, is that a professional will be coming in to do that. And some other good news to come out of animal control that I'll talk about in the next coming weeks here. All right, our phone number, 312-981-7200. You could text us at that same number. New Year's resolutions for pets. I have a couple here that people have sent me over social media, through social media. My goal is to give my rescued Great Pyrenees the opportunity to be a therapy dog. That's from St. Charles, Illinois. After hearing your podcast about Vets for Pets, remember when we recorded that, Jasmine? That was really touching, I think, as a veteran sat in our studio upstairs on the 7th floor with his service dog named Beef. And Mr. Mattson had served in the United States military for decades, I believe, and had come back home with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome and several other problems. And he talked about how his service dog, well, without it, he wouldn't be in the studio. Without it, he would not be out and about. It's the service dog changed his life. And I can talk about that, but when you actually hear Ralph Mattson say so in a very compelling way, the person who has the service dog, who served overseas, who's a hero, really, it's another story. And it was a very touching interview. You could hear that and all the podcasts I do at WGNradio.com or go to WGN Plus. But let me read what this says here, as far as the resolution goes. After hearing your podcast about pets, for Vets for Pets, that's the name of it. And this is a great thing, by the way, Vets for Pets. What they do is they take a shelter dog in need of a home, and they give that dog to a veteran in need of help. After hearing your podcast about, I'm going to get through this, about Vets for Pets, I resolved to find a way to support service dogs for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. That's from Highland Park. Here's one from Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco, Mexico. I will have my dogs groomed on a more regular basis. And a lot of that going around. That is from Laura. I will bathe and groom my standard poodles more frequently and treat them to an occasional spa day, from Lombard, Illinois. And from Henderson, Nevada. That's the thing about social media. It goes all over the world. And these comments are from social. I will give my dog a bath more often. And for that matter, give myself a bath more often. Okay. And let's see here what you have texted to us. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. Our text, the exact same. My dog has a few too many pounds. So do I, says Jimmy. And I intend to walk my dog and myself more often. And there are benefits to that, by the way. Aside from the physical benefits, do you know the most bonding thing you can do with your dog? A study was actually done on this topic. What do you think that is? The most of all the things you can do with your dog, the most bonding thing that you can do with your dog, take a walk. I mean, really, that's it. Take a walk. Apparently, when dogs sniff that blade of grass or the fire hydrant, and they're very happy walking, and most dogs are, they associate you at the other end of the leash with all those pleasures they are discovering. Let's see what else we have here. 312-981-7200. Several texts. I resolve to have management have you on the radio more often. I like that one myself. I'm not sure what that has to do with your pets, but that's okay. I agree about therapy dogs and service dogs. I think we should have more of them. Well, perhaps. I will tell you, you know, so often I still get this all the time. And I was just talking to a friend of mine, a legendary dog trainer in New York City who happens to have a service dog. And she says, yes, things are better than they were many years ago. But by looking at her, there's no physical impairment. It's what I, in a newspaper column about over a decade ago, called an invisible disability. I mean, you can't see it. And it's actually against the law, believe it or not. It's actually against the law to say, why do you have that service dog? What's wrong with you? It doesn't look like anything's wrong with you. And she says people still ask, but it's better than it has been. Our phone number again, 312-981-7200. Any behavior questions about your pets? I am here. I will answer them. I thought, you know, we often have guests in the studio, and I thought, you know what? I'll just take phone calls today, and we'll also talk about your resolutions for pets for 2016. Can't believe it's almost here. Oh, my goodness. I'm overwhelmed with phone calls and texts. That's 312-981-7200. I shouldn't have just given out the number because we have so many. I'll try to take as many as I possibly can. There was something here about the airlines. Let's see. I resolved last year to walk my dog more. My 17-pound mini pinned has just 5 pounds, and now we have bonded tremendously. He is more attentive to, I can't see that far as to where, he was more attentive to commands. I believe she wants to make me happy because she knows a walk is her reward, which is kind of what I was saying before, and I would agree with that. I'm looking for one in particular. And as far as service dogs on airlines, this is the one about people who are allergic. What about the people that are allergic? And this is from area code 815. All right, so I'll tell you how allergies work. You're on an airplane, right? And there are, let's say there's a service dog. Let's say there are 10 service dogs on the airplane, as long as it's not one of those small airliners, right? The dander or the hair on the dog doesn't fly up and attack you. Now, if you were to be on that airplane for 2 days, if you were to be on that airplane an overwhelming number of period of time, if that dog were to live on the airplane, another story. But to fly from here to there, even if here to there is, say, 8 hours, that, and you're sitting next to that dog, unless you pet the dog, it isn't a problem. Now, if you pet the dog, there you go. But if you don't pet the dog, it isn't a problem. It'll be a problem if the dog has been there long enough, and the same is true for cats. If the dog has been there long enough for the hair to fly all over the place and the dander then to be out and about in the airplane. The factor with cats, actually with cats, we're not allergic to their hair or dander. We're allergic to a specific protein, if you're allergic to cats, called FELD1, which is in their saliva. It's sticky. Cats groom themselves. The hair or the fur sheds and then sticks to things, right, in the house or, I suppose, an airplane. But the cat has to be on the airplane quite some time for that to happen. I mean, really quite some time. So it is a mistaken notion that the allergies come up from the dog and attack people. That's not exactly how it works. I hope I've described that well. Let's see here. Our son has brought his dog for a visit. Our dog is not too happy. How do we make it a better visit? Well, if the dogs do enjoy... Listen, if you have a dog that just doesn't get along with other dogs, good luck. You know? And I can give you some behavior modification that'll work, but by the time it works, probably those guests are going to leave anyway. If the dogs just are uncomfortable with one another, you can make them more comfortable with one another by having a good time together. So whenever they're together, they each get a treat. Not in competition for that treat, because we don't want a dog fight to break out for a treat, but instead, you hold the dog, someone else holds the other dog, and they both get a very special treat whenever they're together. I said taking walks together, that really matters too. A lot of phone calls here. I'm going to try to get through as many as I can. Donna, you're up first. You called first. Welcome to WGN. Good morning.
Thank you very much. I'm looking for a new kitty. And I don't mean a kitten. I mean a cat. I had a cat that died recently, and I'm very lonesome without a cat.
I understand. I'm
and
sorry.
I want to know is the best place to go for a cat.
Sure. Sure. I'm sorry about your loss. I am. It's a very difficult thing to go through. There are lots of shelters in Chicago that adopt out cats that are not kittens. You're wise to say kittens, like little puppies, are fun, they're cute, but they're crazy, and they're a fair they're a fair amount of work. Not as much for an adult cat, and you'd be saving a life, you know, and that's a great thing. I'd go to an animal shelter. I don't know where you are.
I live in Batavia.
In Batavia, okay. Mm-hmm. So there's shelters up your way. I'm certain of that. There's a wonderful facility in Crystal Lake that I just spoke for them. Called Saint Assisi, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But in addition to that, there's shelters all over. So I'd go to an animal shelter. There's Orphans of the Storm, which isn't too far from you. We have no shortage of animal shelters, and we have no shortage, unfortunately, of cats in those shelters. And that's what I would do. When you feel it work, then it works. If it doesn't work on your first visit, visit again, and you'll find a cat where it does, okay? I guess that is okay. All right. Carol, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, thank you.
Over 2 years ago, I took in a feral cat. That cat will not let me pick. I don't know if it's a male or female. I can't tell. It will come to me if I sit in a chair, in a certain chair, let me pet it, but it runs if I stand up or if I walk towards it, it runs under the couch. I have never been mean or nasty to the cat, but it will not make up to me.
Okay, so it's not about you. It's
no.
About the lack of socialization this cat has had. How long have you had the cat in the house?
Over 2 years. It was
Years
last Halloween, because it's a black cat. I said, you're not safe outside on Halloween, so I took it in.
Well, thoughtful of you to take in this cat. That's wonderful. The cat, I assume, is eating fine.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You may only be able to get so far with this cat is the reality. Here's one trick, and you could try this. So I'll give you two tricks for the price of one. So one is to sit down in whatever room this cat is in. And if the cat is run of the house, then close the door to a room the cat is in at the time. Just sit down and take out a children's book, sit on the floor, and read to the cat. And toss treats as you do it. When we read kids' books, our voices go up like that. We put a smile on our face, and we say, "Did you know the Cat in the Hat?" Right? We have the certain voice, and cats seem to like that voice. So read a children's book to your cat, as crazy as that sounds. Another idea is to take a hanger or something and put a glove on that something. That glove represents your hand, and the hanger represents your arm. Sort of use that as an extension of your arm, actually, and reach out and sort of try to touch the cat that way. But remember, in the cat world, cats are control freaks. They need to make choices on their own. So the best way to always make it work is simply let the cat come to you, and that's hard to do if the cat doesn't want to come to you. And after 2 years, you know, it'll be rough. I mean, you truly had a feral cat there. So to force yourself on the cat is unfair.
I've tried both those things. It won't let me pet it if I sit in this one chair and reach down, but it won't let me pick it up.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, that might be, you know what?
That,
yeah, I understand. That might be just as good as you're going to get. And it's not about you. It's about the upbringing this cat had and a lack of socialization to people.
What do I do if this cat has sort of a vet?
There's a way to train the cat to the carrier, and it's about putting treats and food inside the carrier.
Okay.
And feeding the cat from the carrier, making the carrier the place where your cat goes to get all good things. And then one day, 6 months from now, when you really need to take your cat to the vet, it'll be easier to do. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
The same to you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you.
For that woman looking for an animal shelter, text says Anderson Animal Shelter in South Elgin is not far from there. Also a text, I took my dog to the vet to get the new flu vaccine that I've talked about on the radio, so they didn't have it and said, you don't need it in the suburbs. Really? No, you do need it. I don't get that. I don't want to disagree with your veterinarian, but yes, the dog flu was in the suburbs, H3N2, that specific strain of dog flu that hit us so hard last year in the Chicago area.